Better safe than sorry.
Good evening, everyone. My name's Matthew Jackson. I'm the Area Crime Prevention Officer. I'd just like to talk to you for a few minutes. We hear a lot on the television and in the papers about the increase in violent crime. Now, it's true that it is increasing, but the facts are that about 95% of crimes are against property, not against people. Now, you can reduce the risk of losing your property by taking simple precautions in your home and when away from your home. For example, according to a recent survey, 60% of homes do not have window locks. Now, this means that a thief can just break a window, open the catch, climb in. Well, two-thirds of all burglars get in through a window. So to increase the security of your home, make sure you have locks on all your windows. Have a lock on the front door that can only be opened and closed with a key. Have a chain on the front door. And make sure your property is insured. Now, in Britain, over 1.5 million cars are broken into or stolen each year. That's six cars every 2 minutes. Now, if you regularly park your car in a city street, there is a 1 in 4 chance it will be stolen or broken into. So when you leave your car, you should always lock all the doors and the boot and take your valuables with you or lock them in the boot. And if the car's empty, close the windows completely. Don't even leave them open a fraction. And if you can, make sure you park in a well-lit street at night. Now, if you have a bicycle, it must be locked up securely with a good lock whenever you leave it unattended. And not a combination lock, you know, where you have to remember a number, because, well, you may forget the number. And they're absolutely useless, because it only takes a thief 2 to 3 minutes to open one. No. As for making sure of your own personal safety, first of all, remember that criminals are looking for easy opportunities. And again, there are simple precautions you can take. For instance, always go out...